Blog Talk Radio.
Understand that you are blessed.
It is I, your host, Reverend Willie J. Vann Jr., calling from the nation's capital, actually in the car, excuse me, and I'm heading back from visiting my brother. I want to, first of all, praise God and thank God for delivering my brother yet again from having a stroke. And dealing with the fact that he still is experiencing some bleeding on his brain. So I just want to thank God and then thank you all for your prayers and to realize that there's so much power in prayer. So I just want to say thank you all. I praise God for you. So before we, you know, as I just said, prayer, there's much power in prayer. Before we go into tonight's lesson, excuse me, let us have a word of prayer. Lord God, we first of all thank you, and we tell you that we appreciate you, that we love you. We ask that you will forgive us of our sins, our shortcomings. Oh God, we are a blessed nation because of our relationship with you. We understand, Lord God, that if it had not been for you, who was on our side, who was blessing us, who was watching over us, who was providing for us, Lord God, we no telling where we would be or what we would be doing. But Lord God, we just thank you for all of the men and women who go about doing God's will. We thank God for just the grace and mercy that he provides towards each and every one of us. Thank God for just the opportunity just to say thank you. Also, just want to thank God for the hospitals, for the doctors and the nurses that are working, who working on Trina, who is a good friend of mine. His wife, blood pressure was elevated and diabetes were elevated. Praise God for how he has healed her, or how he is healing her. And we just thank you, Lord God, because it really could have been another way. I thank you, Lord God, for even allowing me to celebrate the life of two great men, Willie J. Vann Sr. and Wilbert Rice. I thank God for having these or allowing these two giants of men to be a part of my life, to be able to lead me and guide me and how to live. I thank God that they're able to now rest with God. I thank God for my pastor and all of those who are on the ministerial staff of Kingdom Life. I thank God for how you even blessing my mother. And despite whatever the doctors may say, that she is going to be well, that she will be whole. I just thank God for so many wonderful things. So many wonderful things. I give God the honor and praise. In Jesus' name, I say amen. Well, my brothers and sisters, just want to, on my way going home, just want to just praise God and thank God. And just talk a little bit about where we are and what's going on. I don't know about you, but here we are, almost in the beginning of September. Come on. Come on, lady. I'm sorry, brothers and sisters. I'm driving on the way home, and someone is driving extremely slow. Oh, man. Yeah, just praise God. Here we are in the beginning of September. My birthday month and almost the end of the fiscal year. We just thank God again for I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. These people are driving very erratic tonight. Well, wanted just to share, for those who might not know, my brother suffered a stroke about 2 weeks ago, and it really did not look good. And according to the doctors, they didn't know what was going to happen. But God has blessed and intervened yet again. And he has now allowed my brother to be off of the ventilator. Tonight, he was a little erratic, a little upset, because they kept asking him these questions and they woke him up out of his sleep. But yet, I still thank God that somebody can wake him up out of his sleep. Wanted to talk about fighting depression and dealing with this discomfort, or another word I would really want to say is just. What is it? The temperament, I apologize. The temperament of people. There are a lot of times when people who are caregivers or people who take care of others, which is what a caregiver is pretty much, they find themselves being burnt out. And I know that we might have talked about this before, but I want to express to everyone how important it is to get away. Now, even in my own life, having to deal with a number of different life issues, and I'm not complaining by no means of the imagination, but I do understand that there are times in our lives where we really have to fully rely on the strength and anointing of God through the Holy Spirit. Now, there are many people who will tell you, oh, you know, it's going to be all right. You shouldn't be going through anything. You shouldn't be struggling. And that's a lie from the pits of hell. We have to realize that though we might struggle, yet we trust in God, because we know that God is our sustainer. He is our provider, that there is nothing too hard for God to deal with. And when we turn, the problem is a lot of times is that we don't turn over the issue or the situation over to God. Now, I know even in my own life, there have been times where I didn't rely on God and I was trying to do it on my own will and my own strength. And I found myself sometimes being blessed to be able to do whatever the activity it was, But I spiritually and mentally and physically was burnt out. And so many people don't address the fact that we need our rest. We need our time of getting away. And we need our time just to unwind. When you think about the ministry of Jesus Christ, that there were several times where he would pull away from. There would be times that he would just say, "Listen, I'm pulling away. I'm going off on this boat, or I'm going to another area where there's nobody, and I'm just going to spend some time with God." And what I find myself, and when I talk to other preachers and pastors, that's not something that a lot of people, especially pastors, do. That they don't normally pull away, or that they don't normally take vacation, because there is a part of them that feels like they're 45. You might have voted for 45, your president. But there are times where people will feel like they are just as strong as God and that they can continue to do it. You ever met somebody that when you offer them help, they never take it, or they say, "I got it," or they're already doing 9 things and they tell you, "Don't worry about it, I can handle that 10th. Well, I realize that that's not the will of God. That if Jesus Christ himself can pull away from the multitude, then who are we not to pull away and spend time with God? Spend time communing, spend time talking, just spend time with hearing what God has to say and what he is saying to us. We got to believe. We got to believe and understand that God doesn't want us to burn out, doesn't want us to overindulge, doesn't want us to lean on our own strength or our own merit, but he wants us to lean on him. Now, again, a lot of people will say, "Oh, I can do it. I got it. Don't worry about it." And when I say a lot of people, what I really mean is me, because I've been found guilty of this. I've been found guilty of not taking time just to appreciate what's around me. There are times that I don't take out time just to relax and unwind. There are times that I don't get to spend time with just me and God because I'm trying to do so much. And what I realize is that that's not what God really wants us to do. God wants us to be able to do what he has chosen for us to do. Again, there's been times in my life that I found myself burnt out, tired, and frustrated. And normally, I would say most of those times, it's been because I was doing something on my own strength and not tapping into the power of God. Let me give you an example. There are times in my life where I know that I should have eaten by a certain time, because if I don't eat at a certain time, then I'm going to get so busy doing stuff and going around and spending time with people and doing stuff that I end up in a place where I don't eat. And I find myself saying, wow, here it is, it's 10 o'clock, it's 11 o'clock at night, and I haven't eaten since noon. Now, that's not the will of God for my life. God doesn't want us to starve. God doesn't want us to be in a place where we are endangering our health. But so many people will forego eating just to try to accomplish or do the next task, not realizing that we all need to eat in order to stay healthy, in order to have energy, in order to develop our minds and our bodies. We need nourishment. Now, that's not saying that we should never fast, but we should be fasting with a purpose. And not fasting just because you got caught up and you forgot to eat. So it is imperative that when we are going throughout our day, that we are looking at and listening to the voice of God, giving us instruction, giving us purpose, giving us direction to say, I need you to go this way, and I need you to do that. Again, a lot of times when we find ourselves outside the will of God, then we find ourselves using our own strength and merit and mind. And I'm not saying that God can't bless, because he definitely can. But that's not the perfect will of God. The perfect will of God is that we set aside a time to eat, set aside a time to rest, set aside a time to spend with God, set aside time to spend with family and friends. Now, I will be honest. There are times that I am poor at time management. And those areas in my life will sometimes cross, and I find myself doing one thing when I should have been doing something else. And it is during those times that I ask God to first forgive me for being disobedient, and then secondly, I ask him to help me, give me the strength, the power to do what he needs me to do. I know a lot of times people people are off doing their own thing because of their intellect, and they feel, you know, like a disobedient child, that they're smart enough, they're intelligent enough, that they don't need to listen. And then they find themselves asking God to get them out of a mess. And I've heard God say to me, how did you get in this mess? Who were you listening to? Me? Or did you do it yourself because you think you can do it better than me? Well, again, I know I've been disobedient at times. I know that there have been times that he's told me to go left and I went right. I know there was times that he told me not to go around certain people, but I did anyway. And I usually find myself in regret, in a mindset of regret, because I'm being disobedient to the will of God. And for me, there comes a time where you have to stop being disobedient and you have to listen and do what the will of God says to do. Now, I know it's easier said than done, but it is doable. I think a lot of times we make it difficult because we don't want to do it the way that God has instructed us to do it. And I hear you, Father. God has given us instructions through his inspired word, through the counsel of godly men and women. God speaks to us and gives us instruction. But it's up to us, because of the fact that we have free will, if we're going to do what he said we can do or what we have to do. Again, so many times we find ourselves frustrated and not knowing what to do because of the fact that we have been disobedient to God. We haven't done what he told us what to do. And I know I hear you. You think you know better. But trust me, you don't. Trust me, you don't know better than God. So I ask you, are you going to do the will of God? Or are you going to do your own thing? Are you going to do what God has called you to do? Or are you just going to do whatever you want to do? The choice is yours. The wonderful thing about our Father is that He's not going to force you, but He's given us free will. So, my question to you is, what are you going to do? The choice is yours. Let me play. Let me take a break, and we will be right back.
Ain't nobody worrying when the shots fly high and the sirens start to ring. Ain't nobody worrying when the kids die young and the mothers are suffering. Ain't nobody praying when they kneel down low, all they're doing is tying the shoestring. Ain't nobody worrying no more, no more, no more, no more. The homeless have nowhere to turn when their stomachs start to burn, cause they ain't got food to eat. How the children gonna learn when they gotta take turns, cause they ain't got books to read? Then our babies turn to crime, started getting high, cause the job train's kinda slow. Cause ain't nobody worrying no more, no more, no more, no more, no more. When the tears start to fall and you can't see your way, just will carry on. Ain't nobody worrying no more, no more, no more.
Amen. Ain't nobody worrying. Who's taking care of who? Who's taking care of you? Are you taking care of yourself? Are you doing and relaxing and giving it to God? Or are you trying to figure it out? Are you trying to make a way out of no way instead of relying on God? You trying to do it yourself. Again, my brothers and sisters, we thank God, praise God for being able to make it home. Just wanted to share what's on my heart tonight, just about and we kind of talked about it this morning on the men's prayer line about taking care of ourselves and finding ourselves in the physical condition that we are in because we're not taking care of ourselves properly. We're not doing what God has instructed us or what God has told us, even through a doctor or a nurse or through some wisdom. Again, we understand that God speaks to us through his holy word, inspired word, through sound counseling. But if we're going to be disobedient, why should he continue to talk to us? Well, I want to say to you that God created the world in 6 days. And then on the seventh, it says that he rested. If God needs to rest, then certainly we need to rest. If the creator, the creation is no better than the creator. So because of such, then we need to find ourselves in times where we pull away. And we ask God, what is it that he wants us to do? We confess to God. And this should happen daily. Even before we get out of bed. What is it that you want me to do today, God? How can you use me? Where do you want to use me? What is it that you want me to do that will give you honor and give you praise? It's important, my brothers and sisters. It's important for us to get away and recharge. Lord God, I thank you for tonight's message. And though it's in a little early, I just want to be obedient to your will and to your way. I pray, Lord God, that tonight's message has been a blessing to someone, that someone will hear you speak through me, and you're telling them that they need to spend more time with you. You're telling them that they need to be concerned about themselves. You hear, you're telling them that they need to pull away and disconnect and recharge, so that they can come back and do even greater works than before. We thank you, Lord God. We give you honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, my brothers and sisters, again, every Monday night, you can hear my brother Jesse's store and his wife Tammy's store from 8 o'clock to 9, and then from 9 to 9:30, Minister Leah Killings. On Wednesday night, it's yours truly, Reverend Willie J. Van Jr. from 8:30 to 9:30, and then on Thursday night, Bishop Bishop Kimball. Bishop George Flint. It will be on from 8 o'clock to 9, and then Minister Amos Joseph Collins from 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock. So that's the lineup. You can call in during those times, and you can definitely hear a word from God. As always, we thank God for you. We thank God for your presence. And we pray that God will continue to have blessings upon you. Excuse me. Want to play this song just because it's on my heart. Peace and love, Reverend Willie J. Van Jr. We seem to be having some technical difficulties. Let's see. Let's go in this way. Okay. I apologize, my brothers and sisters. Okay.
I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can. Come on, let him know. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can. Give myself away. What would happen if a generation embraced it? Come on, tell them. Here I am. Here I am.
By you.